The yard probably cost a bundle.
We tried calling every major landscaping firm in Tokyo until we came up with the one who had worked on the former Miyawaki residence, but the owner could tell us nothing about the party who had ordered the job. The construction company had supplied them with a map of the garden and written orders calling for a good assemblage of mature, well-shaped trees. Our bid was high, but they accepted it and never tried to bargain. The landscaper also told us that while they were at work on the garden, a well-digging company was called in and dug a deep well.
They erected scaffolding in one corner of the garden to bring up the dirt. I got a good look at the job because I was planting a persimmon tree close by. They were digging out an old well that had been filled in. It still had the original concrete tube. They seemed to have an easy time of it because it had been filled in not long before. The weird thing is, they didn't strike water. I mean, it was a dry well to begin with, and they were just restoring it to its original condition, so there was no way they were going to find water. I don't know, it was weird, like they had some special reason for doing it.
Unfortunately, we have been unable to locate the company that dug the well, but we have been able to determine that the Mercedes 500 SEL is the property of a major leasing company with headquarters in Chiyoda Ward, and that the vehicle was leased for a year beginning in July by a company in Minato Ward. The identity of their customer could not be revealed to us by the leasing company, but judging from the confluence of events, it is almost certainly Akasaka Research. We might point out that the estimated annual leasing fee for a Mercedes 500 SEL is blah blah yen. The company offers a chauffeur with every car, but we've been unable to determine whether this particular 500 SEL came with a driver or not. People in the neighborhood were not anxious to speak with us about the hanging house. This is not an area known for its neighborhood socializing, and most people probably do not want to become involved. Local resident Mr. A said to us,
"I used to keep my eyes open and tried to figure them out when they first came here, but I'm sure these aren't mobsters or a political organization. Too few people go in and out of the place for that. I don't really get it. It's true they take some pretty impressive security measures, but I have no reason to complain, and I don't think any of the other neighbors are concerned. This is a whole lot better than having that vacant house with all the weird rumors. Still, we'd like to know who the new owner is and what this Mr. X is using the place for. The mystery only deepens."
8. Down in the well. I climbed down the steel ladder anchored to the side of the well, and in the darkness at the bottom, I feel for the bat I always leave propped against the wall. The bat I unthinkingly brought home with me from the house where I had followed the man with the guitar case. The touch of the scarred old bat in the darkness at the bottom of the well fills me with a strange sense of peace. It also helps me to concentrate. When I find the bat, I take a tight grip of the handle, like a baseball player entering the batter's box, assuring myself that this is my bat. I go on from there to check that nothing has changed down here in the darkness, where there is nothing to see. I listen hard for anything new. I take a lungful of air. I scrape the ground with the sole of my shoe. I check the hardness of the wall with a few taps of the bat's tip. These are just rituals designed to calm me down. The well bottom is like the bottom of the sea. Things down here stay very still, keeping their original forms as if under tremendous pressure, unchanging from day to day. A round slice of light floats high above me, the evening sky. Looking up at it, I think about the October evening world where people must be going about their lives. Beneath that pale autumn light, they must be walking down streets, going to the shop for things, preparing dinner, boarding trains for home. And they think, if they think at all, that these things are too obvious to think about, just as I used to do, or not do. They are the vaguely defined people, and I used to be a nameless one among them. Accepting and accepted, they live with one another beneath that light, and whether it lasts forever or for a moment, there must be a kind of closeness while they are enveloped in the light. I am no longer one of them, however. They are up there, on the face of the earth. I am down here, at the bottom of a well. They possess the light, while I am in the process of losing it. Sometimes I feel that I may never find my way back to that world, that I may never again be able to feel the peace of being enveloped in light, that I may never again be able to hold